When you name a podcast The Commute, you better be ready to take things on the road. We're stuck in Atlanta traffic for the Friday episode and the state's capital for Savannah Chatham Day. We'll visit with Jared Downs with the Savannah Chamber of Commerce, which orchestrates annual meet, greet, and eat under the Gold Dome, as well as touch base with a local legislator. The Commute is presented by Nutrition with B. Ray. Thank you for streaming and downloading the At Savannah Opinion Afternoon Commute. I'm Adam Van Brummer, editorial page editor of the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com. I host the Commute podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If you haven't already, subscribe to the Commute for free through your favorite podcast streaming app. And don't hesitate to share your thoughts on Twitter, at Savannah Opinion, or through Facebook at the Savannah Morning News page.
Joining us on the Commute from the floor of the House Chamber is Representative Jesse Petrie, District 166, which for most people know it better as the islands.
The eastern part of Chatham and Bryan.
About 65,000 constituents, right?
So about 60,000, yep.
Yeah, if you're east of a river, you're probably in Jesse's district.
That's right.
And we're at Savannah Chatham Day, and Jesse spoke to the group of Savannians that traveled up here today as part of the larger meeting that they have, where basically all of the state officials and our local delegation speak to the business people and the others that come up to Atlanta for Savannah Chatham Day. And one of his big topics was the incorporation issues, which Skidaway, of course, is something. There was some legislation introduced last week to go ahead and get that put on the ballot. That legislation has been introduced, not passed. We'll start with what Jesse and I are going to talk about today is trying to clear up some of the misinformation or give a little bit of clarity to the people that are interested about incorporation. Skidaway legislation has been introduced. The way I understand it is that the folks in the Chatham Islands, which is Wilmington, Whitmarsh, those areas are putting together a charter. Maybe they've even completed a charter to get a bill that could potentially be dropped this session. Jesse, I think, has been dealing with it constantly, pretty much probably since the day he got up here. Yes. And I wanted to give him a chance to kind of relay some of the things he told the people gathered here to the folks listening to the Commute. So, Jesse, I'm rambling on, so I'm going to get out of your way and go ahead.
Sure. Well, thanks, Adam, and thank you for being here today. It's been I want to tell you how much I appreciate your diligent coverage of so many important issues back at home. And I appreciate so much you being here today. What I was speaking to earlier was the issue of the incorporation of and kind of the incorporation process. And so we passed a bill last session to allow the people of Skidaway Island to vote on incorporation. And we had to do a little amendment to that this year that I have dropped, which will simply fix a typographical error we had in that charter that will allow the people to vote come March. That vote would have been in November. And so the people of Skidaway Island will be able to proceed with their vote. And again, it'll be the people's decision whether they choose to do so. It's not my decision. It's not Senator Watson's decision. The process by our Constitution is to allow the people to make this decision by referendum. And so, as you pointed out very accurately, the broader islands, the Wilmington, Whitmarsh, Tulahi, and Oatland Island group, there's a group of citizens, a grassroots group, that are advocating that we allow them the opportunity to vote as well on incorporation. They raise their own money to do a study, and now are advocating, after getting a study that suggested viability, are recommending that we do the same thing. What I have explained to those individuals is the same precise thing that Senator Watson and I explained to the Skidaway group, and that is that before we ever proceed with a bill to creation of a charter to do that, we need to know that it's what people want us to do. And that's a much larger area than the 8,400 people that are represented in the Skidaway Island issue. It's about 24,000 people in the broader islands area. And so what we said from day one and in public meetings was that there needs to be a preponderance of people so that we, Senator Watson and myself, as representatives of the people, really believe the majority of those folks want the opportunity to vote yes or no. regardless of how they want to vote, that they believe it's a worthy issue. And if they do, then we will, then we can produce a bill and a charter that allows that process to begin. The process in the legislature is one that allows the first year of a biennial, we have to at least introduce a bill. We could do that literally any time this session, any time between now and April. But as long as we just introduce the bill, that allows it to begin the process, and then it could be considered and voted on next year if indeed we believe the people wanted to proceed with that.
Considered and voted on in here in order to put a referendum on the
ballot, to pass it here so that subsequently, depending on that charter, it would be voted on by referendum by the people at home. So the first step really is to know that this is really an issue the people want to pursue. And Senator Watson and I have said very clearly that we have to know that this is what the people want. You know, you can't have, you know, 12 people that want you to do something. All of a sudden you drop a bill. I mean, no, I don't think any of our citizens want a deliberative body up here that acts that way. We have to know that we are really representing those 60,000 people you pointed out. We got to represent them accurately, and I did mention in the meeting earlier that we do have, as a fundamental of being American, we do have a fundamental right, and I mentioned the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. The people have a right to self-govern if they choose to do so. So I begin with that belief inherently, but so. Yes, if the majority of the people in a certain area do want to consider incorporation, I believe that is their right. But the difficult part is knowing that a majority of the people really want to consider that. And Senator Watson and I have to both feel like, yep, we believe it's reached that threshold where it should advance. And so we have been... you know, basically, we're doing what we did with the Skidaway. The same thing we told the Skidaway people the first year that bill was introduced. We said, listen, we're not doing anything. They wanted all the different neighborhood associations came to us with resolutions and said, we want you to do this. And we said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do anything until we believe that the overwhelming majority of the people down here want to do this. And, of course, we were overwhelmed with emails and with phone calls and contacts. And so... We did believe, and still to this day do believe, that we did our job by giving them the opportunity to make that decision. Now, when that vote takes place, which should happen if everything is accomplished here that I need to do, that vote will take place in March. We'll discover whether or not it really was the will of the people, and it may pass by a wide margin or it may fail. And again, I want to make it very clear, as I said earlier, so I don't have a position, yes or no, on that incorporation or in the other, because I don't believe, I believe that would, that would alter the vote, I think, for some people, and I don't think that's real. I think what I need to do is let the people make their own decision.
So I'm committed to that. As a Skidaway Islander, you will cast a vote.
As a Skidaway Islander, I will vote, but I've chosen not to tell people how I'm going to vote because I believe they should look at the data and make their own decision. And, you know, I certainly am, when I talk to people, I'm certainly willing to talk about the positives and the negatives. But I think it's their decision. And, you know, the process is what it is. I don't think I'm, you know, somehow smarter than those that created the process. Let's let the process work. And I've just chosen not to become an advocate in these matters.
You just hit on the other piece of this, and that's the whole idea of pros and cons and why people would want to do this. And I know in the meeting with the larger group, I think the way you put it was there was some intentional misinformation going on out there.
Yeah, there is. That's unfortunate.
What do people need to know, whether it's about incorporation, whether it's about consolidation, whether it's about Stevens Day, whether it's about police force, all of these items that are kind of tied to this, what do they need to know and understand?
Well, I think everybody needs to read these study reports that have been produced by the Carl Vinson Institute, which, you know, is the who we use, one of them or the Andrew Young Center. There's only two entities that can do these studies. I think everybody should look at that. And then they should, quite frankly, look at both sides of the debate. Listen to the groups that have done a great deal of study and study groups, work groups. Look at that data on the plus side and the minus side. And the study groups will point out pluses and minuses even among themselves. So, but I think that everybody's got to do their own due diligence to make an informed decision. And again, I'm trying to just give out accurate information. I'm not advocating, but I do get frustrated when there's misinformation. And there has been misinformation about the Stevens Day homestead exemption, which is inaccurate. And to suggest that, well, the new homestead exemption in the new municipality that would be created on Skidaway, to suggest that then that baseline would now begin at some new figure based on today's date or the date at that time. That is not the case. That homestead exemption will simply transfer forward.
Right. The way and that charter is written, it would include people that have it at
correct
rate. It would just roll.
It just rolls right over, and that is what's happened in every other. There's been a lot of cities created in the state over the last 10 years, mostly around the metro Atlanta area. But that's what's happened there. And I've talked to my colleagues that created those cities, and there's not been an issue with those kinds of things. And so we believe that that's an area where we need to say that's not accurate. Now again, there may be on the other side. There may be some negatives that people really didn't know about. There's some real concerns about our federal flood insurance program. And for a season, it'll be resolved, but there might be a timeline, a time period where there's a loss of some of the deductions there for those flood insurance policies. And so there are legitimate issues on both sides. I've chosen to try to be fair, balanced, answer to the best of my ability, which is the way I try to do everything every day in my personal life, my business, and here, and just give out good information and let the people make their own decision rather than become some kind of advocate on either side.
Let's stick with Stevens Day for a minute, because I think that has been a big sticking point. There was a meeting at Wilmington Island where Ron Stevens himself said that there was some concerns that, hey, if you start a new city, there's no guarantee that you're going to keep your homestead exemption. And, of course, that has kind of, I don't want to say he misspoke, because he didn't, but it's just he didn't give enough background information to clear it up. And so let's go ahead and just say, people, if it's written into the charter that you're going to keep your homestead exemption, if the legislature passes that charter,
right,
then you're going to keep it. And if
that's
they don't,
right,
then it's never going to pass. The public is never going to be in a position to vote.
Ron was speaking to, and one caveat to that, Ron was speaking to the whole issue of two-thirds majority. And local bills like this are unanimously passed, typically. So, because, there's a deference here that happens in the chamber, in the Senate and the House, where if the people of, Appling County, if their delegation chooses to do something for the local community, that really that's their decision to make, and that we shouldn't, their local issues that the Constitution allows to be local, they're not general bills that relate to broader statutes, and so that we should defer to the local. So typically those are just passed on a consent vote where they're unanimous. So I think the likelihood that that bill would pass without a two-thirds majority is very slim. Okay. And so as long as we do it right, and again, if there was a problem there, we'd deal with it. We could, the bill can be halted at any point along the way. But I think that is a non-issue that has been somewhat muddied in the conversation. That is not going to be an issue. There's not going to be an issue with these Stevens Day exemptions at all, if indeed the people choose to incorporate as a city.
The last piece of this, I think, is something that we on the opinion page have written about, something you've talked about, was I think a lot of the incorporation push was motivated by fear out of consolidation of the city and the county services. And just so everybody knows, that's as of today, that's not on the table, and it's not within the realm of possibility. Would that
it is not possible. We've tried to make that clear again from day one. I've told it to groups at Skidaway, to groups at Wilmington Island, have made it clear we are not going to incorporate Skidaway, the islands, and Savannah.
Not going to consolidate.
We're not going to consolidate. I'm sorry.
I know that.
I'm sorry. Apologize. We're not going to consolidate, because right now in our delegation, right off the top, Ben Watson and I, who represent these areas, we are opposed to it, and we're not going to let it proceed. We're just not going to let it happen. And so that is not a reason to vote for this. Now, the reason, the best reason for people, the reason I hear most people wanting to do this is because they want local control, which is why most people would pursue incorporation. They feel like, I will tell you, the feeling is that they're not being represented in the broader county. they don't feel like they're getting the representation they want, and they feel like they can have a better, more local control of their issues, their wants and needs, and their budget if they manage it closer to the people. And again, that may well be true, but that's the people's decision. But that is really what's you're right, driving this. Those two things, maybe a dissatisfaction with feeling like they're disenfranchised in the broader county, and secondly, a fear that is misguided about incorporation, I mean, about consolidation. Yeah, these terms get all together. So about consolidation, a misguided fear of consolidation of the county and city, which just is not going to happen right now.
All right. Well, Jesse, thanks very much for offering some clarity, and I'm sure that this won't be the last time that we're talking about
this. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate, again, y'all being here and your good coverage of these issues. Thank you.
Our sponsor today is Nutrition with B-Ray, a local meal prep delivery service. Nutrition with B-Ray makes healthy eating easy by preparing meals with locally sourced ingredients and delivering them right to your doorstep. Nutrition with B-Ray's meals simplify portion control and are labeled with caloric and macronutrient counts. Learn more or try Nutrition with B-Ray today by visiting nutritionwithbray.com, sending an email to fitnesswithbray@gmail.com, or by calling 828-539-1842. Mention the promo code COMMUTE, that's COMMUTE, for 10% off your order. That's Nutrition with B-Ray.
We're going to wrap up today's Commute podcast with a discussion with Jared Downs from the Savannah Area Chamber of Commerce. And I think Jared is, for better or for worse, the guy that has to keep everything organized up here and puts this event on. And we just wrapped up the session with all the legislators and the constitutional officers telling us the good things that they're doing and good things they're doing for the state. And we're getting ready to go over to the reception at the Freight Depot where there's a lot of really good food and drink and camaraderie. But Jared, can you just kind of summarize what this day at the Capitol means for the chamber and for the city and really what the purpose is?
Really, it's for the business community to come to Atlanta to meet with our elected officials, our state elected officials, and share with them our legislative agenda, let them know what is important to the business community while they're in session, and it's to hear from them as well. We have a new governor, new lieutenant governor, new secretary of state, and with that, this is a new staff. After we had our legislative meeting, of course, we have our reception at the depot, and that's the governor's staff, lieutenant governor, all their staffs will be there. So it gives us the opportunity to introduce ourselves, share with them our legislative agenda, and start to develop, personal relationships with them. So when we do have an issue, we know who to go to. And when they have an issue, they know they can call us and talk to us about whatever questions they have.
Right. We're coming off a midterm election where a lot of the constitutional officers spent a lot of time in our area. Our delegation are all veterans. They're used to being here. Having had such a continual contact with them in the last 6, 7, 8 months, to actually have them here when the session is going on, does that maybe allow you to kind of make a last pitch, a last push?
It does. You always want to stay, make sure that Savannah stays on their mind when they're going through the appropriations process, when they're going through the legislative process, and this is a good way. We bring a lot of people come up here to show support, and it's a great way to make sure that Savannah stays as one of their top priorities.
Yeah, the turnout's pretty amazing, right? We're in a pretty good sized room here, and it was standing room only, and people were out in the hallway. And of course, the Freight Depot is, for those that don't know, it's an old railroad freight building that stretches for 100, 150 yards, and it's just packed to the gills. Right?
It is. This is the, I think Gary Black, our ad commissioner, says the hottest ticket in town, and it is. Yeah. When these tickets go out, the phone starts ringing, and people want to. If somebody's not going, they can, there's people lining up for their tickets. And we know that, and we're very proud of that. but also we don't want that to get lost on the importance of discussing our agenda with our state folks.
Yeah, and isn't that kind of unique for Savannah in terms of the proximity to Atlanta? We're a long ways from Atlanta. A lot of ways where everybody talks about being the sovereign state.
Yep.
I mean, I would venture to guess that unless you live in Kingsland or Brunswick, we're among the most remote. So this really gives the exposure. This is the 1 or 2 days a year where we really get a lot of exposure here.
Exactly. And, you know, it's easier for people from, you know, Gwinnett County or Clayton County to drive up to the Capitol to advocate for something. For somebody from Savannah to do it, I mean, it's a lot of driving, it's a lot of gas, it's a hotel room possibly, so it takes a lot of effort for us to get up here, and so that's why we really want to make an impact while we're up here, and that's why we do what we do.
Yeah, you make a big splash, and I'll speak for the community and say thank you for all you do and for putting this on and keeping everybody abreast that we're in the state, we're an important part of the state. We enjoy the exposure. Thank you.
No, it's great. And again, you know, we had a great meeting, and we'll go ahead and wrap this up because I just heard that the governor's actually waiting for us at the depot.
Waiting for you.
No.
Thanks, Jared.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the Afternoon Commute Podcast, a production of the Savannah Morning News at SavannahNow.com. We post a new episode each weekday afternoon. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Interact with us on Twitter by following @SavannahOpinion. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.